Yemeni forces have carried out a drone attack on an airport in Saudi Arabia. Yemeni media say the strike on Abha International Airport in Nasir province interrupted flights to and from the airport. The same airport came under a Yemeni drone attack back in May. However, Riyadh said its air defense units had intercepted the unmanned aerial vehicle. Yemeni Ansarullah forces conducted attacks, including drone and missile strikes on Saudi targets, retaliation for Riyadh's air raids on Yemeni people. Saudi Arabia launched its war in Yemen in March 2015, and since then, nearly 15,000 Yemenis have been killed. Hossein Abukhaiti is a political commentator who joins us from Sana'a. Hossein Abukhaiti, first of all, this drone attack that has occurred, what is your take on what has happened?
Yeah, the Yemeni drone unit has conducted an attack on Abha Airport, south Saudi Arabia. They have targeted this airport many times before. And I think the attack that has conducted on the day that was supposed to be the first day in Geneva negotiation, this means that the Yemeni army is sending a clear message that we will not stop defending ourselves. We will not stop targeting Saudi if the Saudi continue their war. Talks mean that we can maybe negotiate anything, but we are not stopping our self-defense. And we have noticed that in the last 48 hours, the Yemeni army has the ballistic missile unit has launched six ballistic missiles on Aramco oil refinery in Dajan, and the last ballistic missile was fired yesterday on a Saudi military base in Najran. And I believe that this type of attack
regarding the
to Yemeni negotiation in if they go to Geneva, and now they can say, you stop your air campaign on Yemen and we can stop our air campaign on Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, this meeting in Geneva that has said Saudi Arabia prevented Yemen's delegation to attend it. Why would the Saudi Arabia do that? I mean, are they? What motivation would they have behind that?
And if you see the way that the Saudi has prevented our team to go to Geneva, they haven't done it directly. They just have looked into the agreement between Yemen and between Sana'a and United Nations, and they tried to obstruct some of the agreement. The agreement was to send a plane to take Yemeni negotiator with some of the critically injured Yemeni civilians. So the Saudi Arabia has requested that no one will board the plane, only Yemeni negotiation team, because they know that Yemeni negotiation team will not leave the badly injured civilians. And they want, so now, and we have seen the coverage on the Saudi media, they blame Sana'a team that they are the ones who refused to go to Geneva. It actually is the opposite. It's the Saudi obstructing this. The Saudi has done this during Kuwait talk. And we remember that after Kuwait talk ended, the Saudi-led coalition did not allow the Yemeni team to return to Yemen. They were stuck in Oman, in Muscat, for 70 days. Just imagine if the United Nations cannot guarantee a team from one side in this war on Yemen, they cannot guarantee its safe return, they cannot guarantee its safe going to Geneva, how can they guarantee that the Saudi-led coalition will not obstruct any of the agreement in the future? So I think that, just to want to add, that the attack today on Abha sent in Yemeni drone, it's just another message saying, if you're not letting us to board a plane to go to Geneva, then we will send our missiles, we will send our plane to target Saudi military bases and oil infrastructure.
Thank you very much for that. Hossein Abukhaiti, political commentator there from Sana'a.